From the City of Angels, near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Later on tonight, survival. Here's what's happening. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals will hear the challenge to President Trump's ban. That'll be done on Tuesday, tomorrow. Three federal judges will hear oral arguments in the challenge to President Donald Trump's executive order on immigration. The hour-long hearing conducted by telephone among three West Coast judges starts at 6 p.m. Eastern Time will determine the immediate fate of the nationwide temporary restraining order against the president's travel ban. We shall see what happens there. Three Chinese warships sailed near contested islands, apparently sending a message to us, the United States, just 2 days after President Trump's defense secretary visited Japan and vowed to defend those islands. So something's starting there. Scientists and earthquake experts agree that it's not if, but when the big one, an earthquake registering to magnitude 8 or higher, will hit the West Coast. In fact, seismic experts believe a major earthquake on the southern San Andreas Fault is long overdue. And when that earthquake hits, it has the potential to cause thousands of deaths, impact 3.5 million homes, and cause hundreds of billions of dollars in damage. With that in mind, public and private organizations are racing to get earthquake early warning systems into the hands of residents, businesses, and utility companies. They want to give people at least a 60-second warning. Cal Ori, author of The Man Who Predicts Earthquakes. Cal, 60 seconds, is that enough to get out of Dodge?
Deal. I was just reading up on this. The epicenter doesn't get 60 seconds. The epicenter, ground zero, like the Loma Prieta quake in 89, they would get 10 to 15 seconds.
Oh, jeez.
It's 30 to 60 seconds, like in Oakland, that would get, you know, more time. But it has some glitches. The sensors may underestimate the size of a great quake, so you get a false sense of security. Also, there's false warnings. Get this, in Japan last year, August 1st, they said a 9, because they have in Japan and Mexico City, they have the early warning systems like we're trying to get for California. But in Japan, they had it said that a 9.1 was going to hit in Tokyo Bay. It was false. You know, April Fool, it didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
No. So, but there's some good things about it. Okay, so right now, I would probably freak out. I'd run and go take a chill pill. So I wouldn't have a heart attack. That would be cool. And I'd grab my dog and probably put him in the crate. That would make me feel safe. Everybody could drop, cover, and hold. But let's look at the bigger things. They actually, let's just say we had 30 seconds, okay?
Still not a lot of time.
It could stop trains, like BART. It could stop elevators. You don't want to be on an elevator in a major great quake. You know, if you had 20 seconds, you could get off on the next floor. That would be really cool. The bridge tolls, it could help them to shut down. If you're in surgery, shut down. Hospitals can switch on to generators. So there is a lot of good to it. It could save a lot of lives. But I read also $38 million. I don't think Trump really cares about us. I don't think we're on his list. You know, so it's a money thing, too. So politics come into play.
Well, let's hope they get a little warning system that gives us more than 60 seconds, Cal. Listen to this story. Doctors in India pulled a live cockroach out of a woman's nose this week after it was discovered hanging out of her skull. The 42-year-old woman started suffering pain and a tingling, crawling sensation. She thought she had a cold. Instead, a living nightmare. It wasn't until the third hospital that the woman visited that doctors used a nasal endoscopy to find the source of the woman's discomfort. A large and very much alive cockroach resting on her skull in between her eyes. Ugh. Pharmaceutical companies may need a dose of their own medications. A new study finds that the best treatment for anxiety may not come from your local pharmacy, but rather a quiet room in your home. They recommend 8 weeks of mindfulness meditation that will help reduce anxiety. On this day in 1971, Apollo 14 astronaut Alan Shepard, who was there with Edgar Mitchell, became the first person to play golf on the moon. He smuggled a makeshift golf club there and smacked the ball that went for hundreds of miles. Let's check in with Dr. Sky, Stephen Cates. Stephen, what else is going on up there?
Oh, George, so many exciting things this week as we move into February. But the Earth is constantly, as we always talk about on the program, buzzed by asteroidal objects and cometary objects. And this week we find periodic comet 45P, moving past the Earth by about 7.4 million miles on the 11th. It's a regular recurring comet. And for sky watchers, here's my suggestion. It probably will appear in the early morning sky toward about mid-month. And it has a greenish color with a beautiful tail, but here's the problem. You need to be in very dark conditions. The honesty here, of course, comes through clearly. You'd probably want to see it in a telescope and a pair of binoculars. I recommend this site, theskylive.com. For those of you out there that have telescopes and want to know the coordinates, you should be able to see it. But George, as I mentioned before, the Earth being buzzed, in just a day, just yesterday, four asteroids passed the Earth.
Oh, too close, too close.
It continues, right, 200 meters in diameter, the largest one, down to about 15 meters, and all these passing the Earth safely by about 3 to 12 lunar distances. That's a fairly large amount, 250,000 miles, but they're there of the 1,774 of these, you know, potentially hazardous asteroids. But in the live sky, and I know the listeners enjoy this, if you see the moon and can see it now live, if you look, George, and everybody up to the moon in a pair of binoculars, you will see to the left edge of the moon this large bay on the moon called Sinus Iridum, simply known as the Bay of Rainbows. It's a large C-shaped area on the moon. The mountains that ring it are called the Jura Mountains. Believe it or not, they're some 20,000 feet high. Fascinating indeed. And then, as if our attention needs further stimulation, here we go on Friday. The next full moon on Friday, the full snow moon, we get a treat called a penumbral eclipse of the moon. Now, don't get too excited, folks, because it's not one like we had the last four times over the last 2 years, but still, at around 7:43 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, best, of course, for the east and central regions of the country, you'll notice the moon itself grazing the penumbral shadow. So simply, George, the top edge of the moon will appear to go into shadow. And it all gets better for sky watchers around the world on the 26th, an annular eclipse of the sun, and then building up to the big American total solar eclipse in August. Always remember, simply, to keep your eyes to the skies.
I feel safe with you watching the skies for us, Stephen. I really do. Well, did you see the Super Bowl yesterday? The most spectacular ending of any Super Bowl ever. Glynis McCants, the numbers lady, predicted that New England would win, and she was right. How'd you know that, Glynis?
Oh, my goodness. That was the most astonishing game I've ever seen in my life. And I can tell you this. It was from the day energy that gave me my clue. And let me break it down. February 5th, 2017. When you break it down, there's three numbers. The month and day first. 2 + 5 = 7. The actual day was a 5. And the full date reduced to one digit was an 8. Now, I would tell you, George, not a good day for you or me, honestly. Like, I wouldn't say that's the day to make a move. But for Tom Brady, it was good.
It was
Why?
Good.
Why? Because he's an 8 life path. He's got the 5 attitude. I mean, he can handle this energy. Actually, in his case, he's got the soul number 5, okay, born on a 3-day. Now, here's what's interesting. Running back, who was the big hero yesterday? The guy who scored that touchdown, right? Touchdown was James White. Well, guess what? I looked up his numbers, born February 3rd, 1992. He's got Tom Brady's numbers, my dear.
Man, you've got those numbers down pat, Glynis, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, born on a 3-day, 8 life path, just like him. So that means he could handle that energy, because you know darn well we all thought the Falcons had it for him.
It was
right?
over. If you were in Atlanta, you were going to the bank.
Oh, absolutely. And then all of a sudden the game completely shifted. Do you know what I had to do? Because I already gave my prediction the night before on video. I literally turned off the TV. I said, I can't do this. It's going to be so winding, so dramatic, just like the way they
you
like
knew it.
It. And then it happened. It completely turned around, and it's historic, and no one's going to forget. And here's the other thing. You want to know who it was a bad day in numerology for?
Who?
Roger Goodell.
The head of the National Football
League.
It was
completely toxic to him, and look what he had to go through.
You got that right. Glynis's website, numberslady.com. Good job, Glynis, indeed. Well, you know, twice a month we feature strange, unusual, and paranormal podcasts. This time, we're going to laugh a little bit. We're going to have some fun. I thought we'd take a little change of pace to introduce you to The Bob Dean Show.
Pre-recorded from almost Beverly Hills, but not quite. It's The Bob Dean Show.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Thank you, Bob. Welcome. So nice to be here with you.
Thank you very much.
Are you okay?
I'm great.
Okay.
I want to start off by telling the audience that Dr. Harris and Sunda Greenquist are the, and I'm sorry Sue Katz isn't here tonight.
I know.
The LA School of Comedy is their baby, and we are broadcasting from the LA School of Comedy studio in Westwood, California. And they are my comedy mentors over the last 3 years. I've been studying with them, and the encouragement and strength and courage that they've given me to get up on stage. And I mean, if I ever make a nickel off this stuff, that'd be great, but I do it because it's fun. And if you've seen any of my videos or been to the shows at the Laugh Factory, they're my inspiration, and I'm just really proud that they're my first guests.
So glad to be a guest. Where do we find him on see his videos?
But Bob, you promised yourself you weren't going to cry.
It's getting all over the microphone.
Comedy, and that's what he does. Bob Dean is a Los Angeles comedian, terrific guests. And he's doing a podcast, and so many people around the country now are doing podcasts. Bob, how did you get into this? How did you decide to do a podcast?
Well, as I said, Sunda Greenquist and Dr. James Harris, I study comedy with them along with Sue Katz. And through the LA School of Comedy, I was encouraged to start the podcast, and we're just having a ball. And I've got a great producer, Sammy Junio, and Zach Herndon is my media director, and these are young people who can help me maneuver the computers and stuff like that, because I really...
Well, it takes such a special art and gift to make people laugh. How do you do that? How do you touch that nerve, Bob, when you're on stage or doing the podcast?
That, George, I appreciate that. You've been to my show at the Laugh Factory before. I don't know. I've been a bartender for 34 years, and I think a lot of the energy comes from just... interacting with so many different kinds of people, and that's the basis of most of my act is observational humor, and I do a lot about being in the bar business. I have many friends in front of the camera and behind that I've made in Los Angeles, and the first question is always, you know, aren't you scared? Aren't you nervous? And I don't know why. I'm nervous the day before, but when I get up there and get that microphone in my hand, I'm just loving it. It's the most wonderful energy I've ever experienced.
For people who want to listen to your podcast, Bob, how do they find you?
Thank you for asking. My website is bobthesurlycomic.com. The Surly Comic, that's me. You can go to the link there. You can subscribe to it on iTunes and Stitcher. And if you subscribe, you'll be informed with each new episode.
The Bob Dean Show. Bob, thanks. Keep making people laugh, my friend.
Thank you, George.
Such a gift to be able to do that. Up next, Beyond Mars and Venus, John Gray is back with me on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, and our dear friend, Dr. John Gray, is with us. Dr. Gray, of course, certified family therapist, consulting editor of the Family Journal, member of the Distinguished Advisory Board of the International Association of Marriage and Family Counselors, best-selling author, of course, Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus, and his latest work, Beyond Mars and Venus. Welcome to Coast, Dr. John Gray. John, always a pleasure to have you on the show.
George, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and I'm so excited to share with everybody the new insights in my new research and new book. It's pretty exciting.
Live stage shows with you. Wherever you go, you bring the house down. You know that?
It's fun. It is fun. Thank you.
Now, tell me a little bit. Let's go back just when you started Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus. That was a sensation. Still is. It's created an evolution of this book, for example, Beyond Mars and Venus. How did this all start?
Well, it all started because in the universities, and they're still doing it, they're teaching that really men and women are not different, but we're just culturally trained to be different, and that creates problems for us in relationships. And what I see is that there's way more problems in relationships today, and that's what I was seeing then, is that women were expecting men to think like women, and men were expecting women to think like men. And the truth is, we are very different. So at a time when, you know, the culture was changing and saying men should be more like women, women should be more like men, that created huge problems in relationships. And I basically said, that's not true. It's obvious. And now 35 years later, because I was teaching these ideas to audiences 10 years before I wrote that book, and they loved it. And in my counseling practice, it helped people understand each other better. And now we have, you know, indisputable proof of the biological differences that need to be nurtured in men and women in their relationships and in their personal life. Otherwise, we have health problems, we have relationship problems, we have lack of romance, lack of passion, lack of interest, and divorce levels, you know, they continue to be since the 60s. They continue to be about 50%. But second divorce tends to be around 70%. Third
wow.
marriage tends to be around 90%. And it's because we're not getting it straight. We're not understanding. See, some people, when they get married, we have half of marriages are sexless marriages. And some people are okay with that. And if that's your choice, that's fine. That's contentment. That's more your traditional marriage. But a lot of people want to have more sexual attraction, more interest in their partner. They want to enjoy that. And it fizzles out. And so they want more. And so that becomes one of the major causes of divorce. Now, it's not like they'll just say that's the cause. But when you stop having sex, if you want more, then you start having more discontent. And that discontent and that stress tends to magnify other kinds of problems. So you have these irreconcilable differences. But really, if people are feeling loved and supported in a relationship, human beings are quite good at compromising.
They sure are. Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. It sold millions of copies, print in 100 countries, 45 different languages. I mean, did you ever expect it to be that kind of a sensation, Joe?
Well, you know, everybody said I had to write this book. I wasn't an author back in the 80s, but they said, you have to write it. My message was very popular, so I thought it would be a bestseller. But, you know, bestsellers usually last a few weeks, and this one lasted
up
five
and
years.
Down, bang.
And I just couldn't imagine that, and all the popularity and the success it's had around the world. I mean, I'm going to Russia, I go to China, I go to South America, I go to Europe. I'm just, you know, I have to have a clear deal with my wife. I'm only gone 10 days a month.
That's all, right? Nowadays, things have changed. The new book really looks at that, Beyond Mars and Venus. People are into social media now, social networking. They go to dinner as a couple, John, and they probably don't even talk to each other. They text messages to God knows who. Has the technology hurt relationships?
Technology has great benefits, but it's certainly hurt relationships, and it's hurt all of us in terms of overstimulation to the brain. Now, this is just facts. This is brain biology. Overstimulation of immediate gratification causes higher dopamine levels than normal. That then desensitizes the brain to low dopamine stimulators. So having dinner and talking to family members that you're familiar with and you know doesn't stimulate much dopamine. It's supposed to stimulate serotonin. But what happens is we're sort of these low dopamine functioning people now where we're dependent upon something new and something exciting and something challenging and something dangerous and something sensuous and something high sugar input. So, you know, actually looking at, going to your email, new and different, new and mm-hmm. different, it's exciting, but too much excitement is actually not good for the human spirit and for the brain and for the biology. And what we see, there has to be balance by relaxation. Even one day fast from your telephone and the TV would make a huge difference.
Oh, if people could do that, John, I don't think they could.
No, they go through withdrawals, and you can see it with our children. You know, who get on those video games, which are massive dopamine stimulators, so high stimulation.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And people who are not familiar with brain chemistry, high dopamine stimulation is the same thing that happens when you take cocaine. And if you're an alcoholic, you have a certain gene that will convert alcohol into high dopamine stimulation. Not everybody has that gene. About half the people in America don't have it. It's mostly men that have it. So they're vulnerable. So if they're feeling kind of bored in their life, boom, you drink some beer and suddenly it spikes up. You got to have another and another or some alcohol. Or let's say you don't have that gene. You eat some sugar, you eat some dessert or soft drink and white bread. These things will spike the blood sugar and you just go, yes, I need more of that, more of that.
Uh-huh.
And that's what's going on to all of us. And it's like, you know, even I'm affected by it. You know, I got my emails, but I walked in the living room and I always want to go see what's happening in my email. I just say, all right, no emails for a day. Just give my brain a chance to recover. Because when you don't give the brain a chance to recover, then the tendency goes stronger and stronger to seek out the higher stimulation. And we lose the ability to enjoy and experience peace of mind and relaxation to lower stimulation. You know, like sitting on your porch and watching the neighbors walk by. That used to be big stimulation a long time ago.
A long time ago. John, stay with us. We're going to take a quick break. We will be back with Dr. John Gray. Websites are linked up at coasttocoastam.com, Beyond Mars and Venus. And welcome back to Coast, Dr. John Gray with us, Beyond Mars and Venus. And the I've got my copy of the book, John. Has it just come out?
It just came out, just this week.
Super, super. I am sensing something that you can point and put your finger on. So many people seem to be unhappy lately. I've never seen it quite like this, both in road raging and just actions. Are you sensing that too?
Oh, clearly, and we see it being documented, and all the stress levels in people and all the health challenges that people have. Relationships is only one example of it. It's happening. And, you know, if you look at, you know, from one perspective, even kind of looking off the surface, what you'll see is the women will complain their husbands lose interest, there's less motivation on his part. Men will complain, you know, she complains too much, she's too busy, she's overwhelmed. We're rushing around, and it's like there's a, particularly for women, they're feeling there's just not enough time. And the main thing is to realize that when we feel these things, something's going on in our brain that makes us feel those things. I don't want to say it's just biology, but the mind affects the body, and the body affects the mind. And one of your guests later on tonight is going to talk about the toxicity of the GMOs, the pesticides that we're putting in our bodies. And what those pesticides do, without any question, they kill the microbes in the gut. And the microbes in the gut directly affect our hormone balance and our brain function. So what we're seeing is the pesticides interfere with the normal testosterone function in men and the normal estrogen function in women. And that's what I focus on in Beyond Mars and Venus. It's not just our social behavior, but it's biology as well. A healthy, happy man always has between 10 and 30 times more testosterone than a healthy woman. And a healthy woman has between 10 and 20 times more estrogen than a happy man. And that estrogen level for women is going to be changing every day of the month. So, you know, I've got a new thing for men. It's put on the calendar is the time for romance is 10 days after her period. Or 10 days or 15, 14 days after the new moon, if she's beyond menopause, towards around the full moon, is where women will have a spike in their estrogen and they need affection and attention. And sometimes men are like, what's happening? One day my wife is happy and the next day she's not. And it's a sudden shift because the hormones are naturally changing and the GMOs and the pesticides, as well as plastics, they bind with estrogen receptor sites, and for women, that interferes with their well-being and their natural production of estrogen. And for men, the estrogen that binds with these receptor sites sends a message to man's brain that lowers testosterone production. So when you're seeing road rage, people think that that's, you know, high testosterone, and it can be if you're taking testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
It goes too high, it will convert into estrogen. But what causes the rage and what causes the anger and the irritability and the inflexibility that happens in men these days is going to be low testosterone. So whether it's high testosterone turning to estrogen and then going down because estrogen's going higher, or it's simply low testosterone because you're exposed to pesticides, which is constantly sending this message to men, to their body. It goes to the brain, the pituitary gland sends the message down south to say, don't make testosterone. And other parts of the brain send that message down the hippocampus.
Do you think it's a good idea, John, for men specifically to get testosterone checks from their doctor?
Well, you know, you can get it. The problem is it's changing all the time. You know, for example, if you didn't have sex or masturbate for 6 days, on the seventh day, it would double. If you did it in the morning, theoretically, it will be twice as high. So what you ate that day will change it. You can get those tests. It's interesting. But better is to simply look at your mood. Are you feeling, you know, I don't know if I can say this on the show.
No, don't.
If there's a rise in the morning, if you feel energized in the morning, that's a sign of healthy testosterone. And you have energy and motivation. If you find you're getting irritable and angry, that's a sign that your estrogen levels are going too high. So it is interesting to get the test, but unfortunately, when people get the test, they think the remedy is to take testosterone, and that creates trouble. That inhibits your body's ability to make it, and it also tends to cause estrogen levels to spike. So you'll see weightlifters will get man boobs and so forth and big bellies from the testosterone they're taking, but also they can become very irritable and angry because the body's making tiny little doses of testosterone all the time. If you give a big dose to the body, it's going to convert over into estrogen. So they're always taking, you know, these estrogen blockers as well. It's just messing with the hormones. So I wrote this book to explain what is the balance, the natural difference between men and women. What we see in science is this major hormonal difference in terms of our well-being and kind of behavioral skills that can help us to balance those hormones, whether we're in a relationship or not. There's certain supplements we can take that are all natural. There are certain cleansing protocols that can kick these toxicity out of our body. And there are certain proteins that we can take to help stimulate the optimal balance of dopamine and serotonin. And most important, that I want everybody to know about because it's the cheapest supplement online. It's called lithium. And the recent research is showing that low-dose lithium, and of course the best is lithium orotate, combined with zinc.
Zinc is good for you, isn't it?
Zinc is really good for you. And, you know, I've been a big proponent of lithium now for 16 years.
Right. There's
over 600,000 people have watched my videos on lithium. So that's a big number. And I'm the major driver of it because nobody's going to advertise it because there's absolutely no profit in it.
Isn't there a prescription, John? Is there a prescription lithium that they prescribe for people who have anxiety? Is that the same thing?
No, it's not the same. It was similar. There's a prescription called lithium carbonate. If you have anxiety, it goes away. If you're bipolar, it goes away. If you're depressed, it goes away. It's been known for thousands of years these different springs have lithium in them, and people who are depressed swim in the water with lithium, and they come out feeling good. Even 7-Up back in the 40s was lithium water until the drug companies got a hold of it.
Uh-huh.
And what they did is they made it up so that nobody could get it called lithium carbonate. And lithium carbonate, it doesn't really easily absorb into the body, so you have to take toxic doses of it. You have to take like a 50 times to 100 times more than you really need. And any mineral you take 50 times more, or anything over the counter you took 50 times more would kill you. Lithium, if you take 50 times more, you basically start having side effects of dry mouth and eventually, you know, more serious ones with kidneys. Because anytime you eat 50 times, it's a salt.
Well, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. So they regulate it, but there have been lawsuits with the FDA, and now it's perfectly legal. It's called lithium orotate, and you can take low doses. We're talking like tiny little bits, one little capsule, lithium orotate, or five capsules if you're feeling really stressed. It would be the equivalent of 50 times that if you took it from a psychiatrist. So it's a brain mineral that's necessary in order to relax the brain and balance the dopamine and serotonin in the brain, which then balances your hormonal production. This is like, you know, I won't say it's the only thing, but most people, if you're feeling stressed, you're not sleeping well, this is $11 is for a month's supply of it. But my key thing is you want to take the cofactors. That's why I've done all these videos and I talk about in my book and so forth. Magnesium, calcium, and zinc are all cofactors that allow the lithium to work.
Isn't it amazing how the body needs, we do a lot on health, and it's amazing how the body needs certain ingredients to really function at optimum levels.
You know, I heard the commercial about the beets.
Beets
are
super
so great.
Beets.
They make nitric oxide, but also beets are high in lithium. And if you look in Russia, where it gets really cold and there's no sun, people get depressed, boom, they take borscht soup, you know. It's they're trying to get that lithium in the body. The problem is, it's high stimulation. Remember, we're talking about the high dopamine from videos, the high dopamine from TV, from sugar, from diet, from soft drinks, all that high-carb diet, it depletes the brain of lithium. So just eating beets is not going to be enough to get your lithium. And you don't need that much, but you need to have it in the brain, and you need your omega-3s along with it. But this is what will help us to balance those hormones to help us find peace of mind inside and restore our enthusiasm for life without the stress. And that's, you know, we really have to go beyond the old-fashioned notion of how men and women are, because we're all breaking out of that. Men are more in touch with their feelings. They're more expressive, and that's a good thing. Women are more on their male side. They're going to work, but it's hard for women to come back to their female side, which is loving and nurturing, relaxed and happy, and hard for men to control this irritability and this anger, this defensiveness that men get into. That's because men go too far to their emotional side. They need to detach and come back to the testosterone side. Anytime you're experiencing emotion, estrogen levels are going up. And if it's negative emotions, they're going too high and your testosterone's going down if you're a man. It's different for women. So there's communication skills, there's insights, there's learning how to balance those hormones within yourself, and you regulate it based upon your mood. But you also have to know that as in the mind, so in the body, but so in the body, as in the mind. Whenever you're angry, you've immediately depleted yourself, for example, of lithium, of zinc, of calcium, magnesium. All these things immediately get used up when we're feeling stressed, and we are in a stressed society today.
Constantly.
Yeah, constantly. And so it immediately gives you help. I mean, it just helps right away. It doesn't replace the need for good social interactions are really important, that we have love in our life, that we have friendship in our life, that we have people we cooperate with, people we can talk to and share, things we can learn about. These are all like really important. But if you don't have the biological support for it, it doesn't have the positive effect. So you could be, you could have all the supplements in the world, but you're living in a dark room and nobody, those supplements won't help hardly at all.
Why do people sometimes get glum when it rains out for a long time?
Well, when it rains for a long time, you're not getting sunshine, and sunshine will produce vitamin D. And vitamin D is one of those things that makes lithium work. Vitamin K2 is also what makes it work. Lithium is what regulates the absorption of calcium into neurons in the brain, and K2, which is in butter and greens, K2 will pull the calcium out, and magnesium lives inside the neuron. So you have to have calcium and the neuron, calcium going in and out, in and out. And what allows the calcium to be absorbed is vitamin D, which also works with zinc, because zinc is what allows the nutrients to get into the cell. So, it's we need sunshine. We need greens,
You got to have it.
we need good food. And if we don't have it, which unfortunately we don't, then what happens is we get glum, and more glum than we normally would be. And that's what we want to, try to minimize in our lives. And the other side of it is this whole GMO monster that's coming, the pesticides that are killing our gut, the antibiotics that are killing our gut.
Yep.
Most of our precursors for the brain chemicals are in the gut. And, my favorite remedy for that is yogurts. Yogurt mm-hmm. is this amazing live culture, which has
Acidophilus,
yeah,
right?
Acidophilus is one probiotic. Most yogurts have one or two or three. There's some at the stores that have 17, and my favorite one has 43. I don't know if you've done a show on it, but it's called Bravo Yogurt, and that was Bradstreet, who was murdered in 2015. He reversed autism, and 25% of these 3,000 kids just using this yogurt in a good diet because it replenishes the gut. And then I saw him a week before he was murdered. Every week after that, for 2015, another naturopathic doctor was murdered.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, very, very weird. And I know some of them personally. Some are best-selling authors that I've met, and one is down in Santa Barbara I met. His whole family was
Who's
murdered.
Killing them off, John?
We don't know.
We don't know.
That's like, because I just don't know. But clearly, these are people who are truly using these alternatives, and many of them were using this Bravo yogurt. And the great thing about Bravo is it used to have to make it at home. Now they make it in Switzerland, the package, and you make it at home. Now they actually put it in a vacuum and dehydrate it, and a whole half cup of it is one capsule, and it goes down and it repopulates the gut. And I'm in favor of all probiotics, but this is my favorite because it's got 42 strains, and cancer doctors are using it now to help their patients, any kind of brain condition, because what's happening is the gut is the precursor to the brain and the head. We've got to have healthy gut for brain chemicals to get produced.
My mother used to make yogurt at home, and she would put it in a glass with water and ice, and she'd have us drink it all the time.
Oh, it's fantastic. You can also, in India, they would take orange juice and mix it with yogurt and blend it up. And, you know, when I was in India, I've studied Ayurvedic medicine. I remember this guy, over 90-year-old guy teaching me about Ayurveda. And he said what the modern people don't realize is we've got all these big books and all these herbs that will heal all kinds of conditions really well. But if you have the condition, taking the herbs doesn't really work unless you also go on an almost yogurt diet. That was it. You know, they called it buttermilk. But in India, buttermilk is the milk that's left over when you take the butter out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would culture it. And that's buttermilk. And that you basically go on a buttermilk diet. And, you know, that inspired me about 15 years ago when I had Parkinson's to create, you know, a formula of dairy proteins without any fat in them and then add omega-3 fat to it. That's what they were doing there, which was, you know, taking the butter out of the milk and so you get just the proteins. Now, here's the secret, and this the Swiss scientist told me. You take the whey protein and the casein protein, which is in milk, and normally it's really hard to digest the casein, so people aren't getting the benefit of that because our digestion's so weak these days. But what you do is you take the whey and casein, organic, and it can't be heat processed, so it's called undenatured, and you mix it together and you add enzymes. You can just buy enzymes, you get the enzymes, and you add the enzymes and you let it sit at room temperature for 45 minutes, and then it digests it for you. So even if you have compromised gut problems, until you heal your gut with the yogurts, the good yogurts, you basically get pre-digested proteins, and that's called peptides, and the Swiss measured it. I formulated a shake with this like this, and they measured mine, and they said that this is absorbed by the body 92%, which is normal proteins. This is eggs, steak, superfood shakes, whatever. Any other kind of protein only gets absorbed by 32%. But this is like a miracle of the modern, you know, technology that you can, you know, you buy enzymes. You add it to the shake, you let it sit there, it'll bubble up. You know, it's like a chemistry experiment.
Exactly.
And it's amazing. It just dissolves right away. And that's, you know, giving the brain the precursors that it needs to make dopamine and serotonin and GABA. These are all feel-good brain chemicals, which help to balance the hormones in the body and bring us back to health. It's an amazing phenomenon.
Well, what's fascinating, too, John, is people, when you talk about relationships, and their moods are changing, things are changing. I bet most people don't realize that it has to do with a lacking of something that they either ingest or a supplement or something like that.
Oh, they have no idea of it because, you know, when you're irritated or you're annoyed or you're feeling depressed, you always go, well, that happened to me, and therefore I'm irritated. That happened to me, and therefore I'm annoyed. That happened to me, so I'm feeling anxiety. You know, I don't have enough of this and this, so I have anxiety. But actually, if you look at your life, you can see that things happen all the time that don't upset you on certain days. But we tend to magnify the effects of things on us. You know, there was one of the earliest philosophers said, you know, our experience of reality is more our viewpoint of reality. And it's how we interpret our reality. And depending upon how our brain and our hormones are functioning, our interpretation will be skewed. I mean, we become very irrational.
Hold on for a second, John. Already at the top of the hour, but we've got another hour to go with you. We'll continue chatting about Beyond Mars and Venus, and we'll take some phone calls.